once it's made a vow, it's only time.
This is Donna of Donna and Honey's Love Motel, and you're listening to WGXC Acre Hudson Catskill 90.7 FM.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry. Call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Upstate Films, featuring first-run and repertory films at movie theaters located in Rhinebeck and Saugerties, as well as live music, filmmaker conversations, staged readings, community events, variety shows, magic, comedy, and more. The latest schedules, as well as upcoming pop-up events at the Community Theater in Catskill, can be found at upstatefilms.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. WGXC local business supporters help us continue to be a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement. Thank you, FET Press.
Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio dos luceros que cuando los abro perfecto distingo lo negro del blanco y en el alto cielo su fondo estrellado. Y en las multitudes del hombre que yo amo. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el oído que en todo su ancho graba noche y días grillos y canarios, martillos, turbinas, ladridos, chubascos y la voz tan tierna de mi bien amado. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado el sonido y el abecedario, con él las palabras que pienso y declaro, madre, amigo, hermano y luz alumbrando la ruta del alma del que estoy amando. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la marcha de mis pies cansados, con ellos anduve ciudades y charcos, playas y desiertos, montañas y llanos, y la casa tuya, tu calle y tu patio. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me dio el corazón que agita su marco cuando miro el fruto del cerebro humano, cuando miro el bueno tan lejos del malo, cuando miro el fondo de tus ojos claros. Gracias a la vida que me ha dado tanto, me ha dado la risa y me ha dado el llanto, así yo distingo dicha de quebranto, los dos materiales que forman mi canto, y el canto de ustedes que es el mismo canto, y el canto de todos que es mi propio canto. Gracias a la vida.
Y la campaña, yo puedo ser cualquiera de todos, depende de cómo tú me apodas, pero no voy a ser la que obedece, porque mi cuerpo me pertenece. Yo decido de mi tiempo, cómo quiero y dónde quiero. Independiente yo nací, independiente decidí. Yo no camino detrás de ti, yo camino de la para aquí.
Tú no me vas a humillar, tú no me vas a gritar, tú no me vas a someter, tú no me vas a golpear, tú no me vas a denigrar, tú no me vas a obligar, vas a silenciar, tú no me vas a callar. No sumisa ni obediente, mujer fuerte, insurgente, independiente y valiente, romper la cadena de lo indiferente. No pasiva ni oprimida, mujer linda, quieras vida, emancipada en autonomía, activa, atenta y alegría.
Protagonista de nuestra historia y la que agita la gente, la comunidad, la que despierta la vecindad, la que organiza la economía de su casa, de su familia.
Mujer, líder, ser, poli-
me vas a golpear, tú no me vas a denigrar, tú no me vas a obligar, tú no me vas a silenciar, tú no me vas a callar.
No sumisa ni obediente, mujer fuerte, insurgente, independiente y valiente, romper la cadena de lo indiferente. No pasiva ni oprimida, mujer linda, que das vida, emancipada en autonomía, antipatriarca y alegría.
Anna Tiju singing about the destructive forces of imperialism.
El amor verdadero, soy el volcán del cielo, la lava creciente que recorre los campos de hielo. Soy la hija de la tierra, soy la amante que cultiva los frutos y su siembra. Soy el rocío que salpica fulminante, los rayos de sol, un arco iris penetrante. Soy dulce, soy salada, soy la pluma de la flecha andina con su danza. Soy la esperanza de mi pueblo, soy la promesa intacta, soy la sangre de este suelo. Soy el consuelo, soy la cura, soy la figura más pura, soy la nieve, soy la bruma. Soy la cascada que salta por catarata, la súbita regata de vida que nos retrata. Yo soy la piel de todos, soy el copo de nieve que llora por tus ojos. Soy esa fuerza que se precipita en el centro del capullo donde nace la semilla. Apresar mi amor es demasiado enorme. No me sujetan tus cadenas, no quepo en tus embalses, ni me atrapan tus represas. Y aunque quieras controlarme, yo fluyo río abajo sin que puedas dominarme. No me encierran tus botellas, yo regalo agua. Desde la cordillera no hay minera que pueda sustraerme, no hay manera que tu regadío pueda ni robarme. La fértil abundancia que yo traigo en mi equipaje, yo vengo a compartir vida en este viaje. No hay fuerza que supere mi naturaleza, ni máquina alguna que tenga mi destreza. Le cantaba así, la abuela brilló, susurrándote dulce en el oído. Soy el agua, soy la vida, soy la madre de la fuente cristalina. Soy un canto musical de claves, soy la llave de este mundo y su brebaje. Soy la lluvia que te brinda el aguacero, el chubasco permanente de amor verdadero. Soy el volcán del cielo, la lava creciente que recorre los campos de hielo. No mira ni siente, nunca se detiene, solo camina con dolor permanente. La muerte
mata y mata, nunca le basta, ataca y ataca a quien pasa por su caminar, sin importar la forma de pensar, arrasa con todo, dispara su rojo y apunta en el ojo, en nombre del oro, en nombre de banderas y de fronteras, en nombre de absurdos, se llama guerra, se llama tontera, en nombre de la paz, vaya locura de que somos capaz, hijos, niños, familias, gritos, balas, bombas, conflictos, malditos, con ira, con rabia, con tanto, con tanta impotencia, tus manos manchadas.
¿Cuántos hermanos tendrás que matar? La tierra que llora se va a desangrar. Que llegue la vida como un vendaval. Que brote la vida, que brille con fuerza, que irradie su luz en toda su esencia.
Arrasan patriarcas y jefes o presidentes, patronas y amos o terratenientes, en nombre de Dios, de seguridad, en nombre de calma y de tranquilidad, de cruces, de dogmas, de imperios, coronas, de credos, petróleo, todo lo devoran. Son terroristas de estado, criminales sueltos por todos lados, ahogan la vida desde su oficina, mandando sus tropas a la muerte fija, culpables de hacer la tierra sangrar, culpables de comunidades matar, culpables, culpables de niños llorar, culpables de la vida sepultar.
¿Cuántos hermanos tendrás que matar? ¿Cuántas naciones tendrás que ocupar? La tierra que llora se va a desangrar por tu poder que no puedes saciar. Que llegue la vida como un vendaval para sembrar flores que quieran cortar. Que brote la vida, que brille con fuerza, que irradie su luz en toda su esencia.
Anna Tiju, singing about the destructive horses of imperialism. We see. And you're listening to Panther Mountain Sound on WGXC Acre, New York, Wave Farm Radio. Thank you for listening and supporting this radio station. We're going to hear from Vine Deloria Jr. and take it from there.
So what you end up with then is the capability of establishing a church or shrine any place that's convenient to people. Let's treat Earth as an object and Indians don't believe it's an object. And they base that on thousands of years of experience. And in a way, you get irritated with non-Indians. But another way, you know, they were reconciled with the European land, and then Christianity came in and destroyed all their shrines, did all kinds of detrimental things to them. And unfortunately, they were under Christianity so long that when they came over here, they did that to Indian shrines. And the idea being that there is nothing spiritual. Everything is material. You find that just promulgated throughout science. So even in the social sciences, people don't stop and think that the best things we experience and the best things we know are immaterial things. They're ideas or emotions. But religion and science in the West are both wholly materialistic. And consequently, when you then try and tell them, well, if you look at the Earth, there are certain places that seem to have power, and we don't know what kind of power it is, except you have a different feeling, you feel energized. And the question then for ceremonials is, how do you approach that? Take something that's larger in yourself and create a vehicle whereby you can be in communion with it. And I think the various tribes located these various places. It's difficult to tell some of the younger generation. These aren't perfect circles. See, and these aren't perfect triangles or whatever. That frequently you can have an area that has two or three mountains within, say, 50 miles of each other, which are sacred to different tribes. And they're sacred not because they designate them that, but because they've experienced that. And the ceremonies then come out of their experience, not out of a philosophical search to explain things. So if you talk to a good medicine man, they'll say, well, I have different spirits that help me do this and that, but I really, at the bottom, don't understand the whole thing. I just know it works. See? And so Indians had this, I think, you know, tremendous respect for whatever powers existed in the universe. And they conceived those as personal powers. Power had personality. So I think that these locations were discovered to be sacred, and it probably took a long time, probably thousands of years, to sort out how you approach those. And that's why a lot of the ceremonies are you simply go out into the land at a certain place under supervision of a medicine man and open yourself up. And what I think is powerful about these religions, you can continue to have revelations. So all the revelation is telling you is how you and your community at this time in life can adjust to the rest of the world. And so it's not any information you bring back from that ceremony. You're not supposed to run over the country and say, you believe this and you're saved, see? So it ends up quite a different situation. And unfortunately, the objective teaching of both Western religion and Western politics has convinced people to put in the front of their minds all these beliefs. And yet they do have experiences similar to what Indians have. I think all people have all kinds of experience. So there's no intellectual framework to put that in. And so people, you know, particularly today, they look back at a mythical time when all the Pilgrim Fathers went to church and all everything, you know, Norman Rockwell and the whole thing. And they get terribly upset when any group appears to believe something different. And so I think we're the most visible group that the backlash can hit. And being materialists, they couldn't believe there's anything sacred about the Black Hills or Devil's Tower or anything.
Religion has been our biggest problem. It was a pope who made that statement in 1493, if there are no Christian nations in this new land that you have discovered. I declare those lands to be empty, open for colonization by Christian nations. Christian nations, very explicit. Further, if there are people there and they are not Christians, they do not have a right of title to land. Disenfranchise the whole Western Hemisphere with one statement. We had no idea he said that. We had no idea. And it prevails today. Sherrill versus Oneida Indian Nation, 2005, first notation, Doctrine of Discovery. First notation. That's 1493. Doctrine of Discovery. It's still calling us non-Christians, non-title. So, what has to change, obviously, is that kind of understanding. You know, if there are no Christian nations. So Christianity has been a problem.
Mon ami. Ma chichiwe Ushan choki. Ce soir, je vais être honnête. C'est pas eux qui sont mauvais. Thank you.
Oh, Scorpio woman,
let's go a season away.
Scorpio woman,
believe what you say.
Scorpio woman,
you evil woman.
Scorpio woman,
Scorpio woman.
Too tired, couldn't raise his head, but it